vaccine was launched on the 25th of this month, which happens to be World Malaria Day. And it was just one of the most exciting things that has happened in Sierra Leone. The president himself launched the program. And for us, you know, malaria being one of the biggest killers in our country, having this malaria vaccine, particularly targeted at children, gives us an incredible, incredible new tool in our arsenal in the fight against malaria. Again, this is done in conjunction with the insecticide-treated bed nets. We just ordered about 5 million bed nets in the country. We're also aggressively looking at insect control. We're also aggressively looking at rapid diagnosis and treatment. I think a combination of all of these and this new tool we have with the vaccine, we think that we'll have a really major delta, a major change in the malaria rates in our country.
How are they reacting to this malaria vaccine program? How have they embraced it? Talk to me about the experience of it.
I think people are really excited. I mean, you know, malaria impacts every facet of our lives in Sierra Leone. And so people are very, very excited at the opportunity that this presents. I know in some countries, you know, people have vaccine hesitancy, but we have nothing like that in Sierra Leone when it comes to malaria. We've spent the last year preparing the public for this, explaining to people how effective this vaccine is, how safe this vaccine is. And we have no problem whatsoever with everybody all through the country lining up to get the vaccines.
You know, there are some misconceptions that some of these vaccines are a Trojan horse to gather information from Africans or to cause harm to Africans. How are you reacting to such misconceptions or misinformation?
I think that you're very, very right. Those are clear misconceptions and misinformation. What we have is a thorough scientific group in Sierra Leone that has looked at this vaccine, has looked at the data all through. We know the actual content of the vaccine itself. We know that the efficacy and the safety of it has been evaluated in multiple studies. We're also ensuring that as this vaccine is instituted, that we have the safeguards to ensure that any adverse event is quickly detected and managed. So again, we as a nation are very conscious of the importance of vaccines. And, you know, I think we've had very good Ebola vaccines deployed. We've had a very good COVID vaccines deployed in Sierra Leone effectively. We have even newer vaccines like the HPV vaccine deployed in Sierra Leone. And we have a health workforce that has a relationship with the public. And the public trusts the health workforce in ensuring that these vaccines are safe and efficacious before they ever brought into the country.
What are your expectations of this malaria vaccine program? What do you expect for it to achieve before it's ended?
Well, it's not ending as such. You know, we're introducing this vaccine into our routine immunization program. What we expect is by using this vaccine and combining it with other countermeasures, such that the bed nets, such that the insect control efforts, such that the diagnosis and treatment, we hope that we will change dramatically the morbidity and mortality associated with malaria in Sierra Leone. And we're going into the rainy season now, and which is a peak period for malaria transmission. We hope that as we introduce this new vaccine, 550,000 doses that we're introducing right now of the 1.7 million doses, we hope that as we bring this in, you will see that the number of malaria rates throughout the rainy season is reduced considerably. And we're targeting children right now. But hopefully, as this program evolves, we'll expand the coverage of this vaccine. So we expect to see a much, 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 much steeper drop in the malaria rates this year and in subsequent years.